WTOW News Time is 8:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There was an evacuation of a fire station in College Station, and streets were blocked yesterday afternoon following the discovery of a hazardous material. Inspectors from the Brazos County and State Health Departments removed a suspicious item from the BCS Asian Market. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphrey says it was brought to Station 2 at Rio Grande and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
The information we have on the material, which right now we believe is aluminum phosphide, is that it's highly reactive with air and water.
The fire department's hazardous material team, based at the newly opened Station 6, removed the solid material in the shape of a hockey puck. It was handed over to state officials for disposal. The business was closed after its inspection score was under 70. It will be re-inspected today. According to the EPA, aluminum phosphide is a fumigant used to control rodents and insects. And not everyone is on board with the proposed toll road from Navasota to Houston, nicknamed the Aggie Expressway. The Faculty Senate at A&M was asked by System Chancellor John Sharp to support a resolution. Action was tabled at this week's Senate meeting following opposition from Senator Angie Price, who lives in Grimes County.
We have not spoken to our constituents about it. The toll road, the environmental impact study on the northern part of the toll road has not even been done. There are a number of historic family farms and ranches that will be paved by this toll road, by the current placement that they're talking about. And it could be built on top of existing roadways that would also make it a good connection to the Houston area, particularly to the medical center as well.
Speaker John Stiloney supported the freeway, which will connect A&M to Texas Medical Center in North Houston.
I can see that it will clearly facilitate collaborative research between our institutions.
In recent weeks, the resolution was passed by the A&M regents and local governing bodies throughout Brazos County. Tomorrow's College Station planning and zoning meeting will be moved to the second floor conference room at City Hall because of the building's recent flooding. Jay Sokol says restoration work, such as carpet testing and dehumidifying, is being done by a contracted service, while the drywall work will be done by city facility crews.
They continue to have fans and blowers and dehumidifiers on our carpet in the south side of City Hall. So that's where the work is occurring right now. I think the next phase will be trying to replace some drywall and some floor molding and things like that.
Sokol says the flooding was caused by the overflow from an outside atrium that backed up because of tree roots blocking a drainage line nearby. He says repairs could cost about $10,000. Display staff from the city manager, secretary, and mayor's offices should be able to return to their correct offices before the end of the week. A Bryan High Schooler has been honored for perfect attendance since she started in kindergarten. Elmisha Davis received a proclamation at last night's city council meeting.
First, I just wanted to give honor to God because without him, nothing would be possible. And I would like to thank my family and friends for supporting me and my pastor and the city of Bryan for honoring me today.
The council also honored Bryan High's cheerleading squad for winning the American Cheer Power Southern National Championships earlier this year. And it will be almost a month to the day of the fertilizer plant explosion in West that state and federal authorities will reveal details of their investigation.
The State Fire Marshal's Office and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives will announce their findings on Thursday. They've spent nearly a month combing through the crater to try to pinpoint what caused the fire and the massive blast at the West Fertilizer Company last month that killed 14 people. They have focused on ammonium nitrate, a potentially explosive chemical used as a fertilizer, as the cause of the explosion. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
A former West paramedic is scheduled to make an appearance in a Waco federal courtroom today. Attorney Jonathan Sibley says Bryce Reed has no connection to the explosion.
The accusations are separate, and we look forward to addressing those as we know more. It's very early in the process at this time, and on Wednesday we will be entering a plea of not guilty.
Sibley says he wants people to reserve judgment until the facts emerge. Reed was let go from the West EMS 2 days after the plant explosion for undisclosed reasons. And the budget chief in the Texas House says a deal with the Senate is imminent and that the legislature shouldn't be pushed into a special session over spending. Republican Jim Pitts said yesterday, "We're going to have a deal on everything." Pitts says that includes $2 billion for water from the Rainy Day Fund. The apparent breakthrough comes less than a week after negotiations between the House and Senate stalled. And a bill that has passed the state Senate would give new meaning to the term home team.
Nicknamed the Tim Tebow Bill, the measure by McKinney State Senator Ken Paxton would allow homeschool students to participate in UIL activities like sports or fine arts, just as the former Heisman Trophy winner did in Florida. Paxton says it would be possible as long as they met eligibility requirements for public school.
They have to take certain tests, standardized tests, and the parents have to report periodically in conjunction with the school's calendar. They have to report that the kid is passing and completing whatever courses that they're doing at home.
A House version of the bill didn't make it out of committee. The House now has 2 weeks to pass the Senate bill. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
WTOW News Time is 8:12 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We stay partly to mostly cloudy through today, along with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be breezy at times through this afternoon. We climb up through the 70s to near 80 by day's end. A shower or thunderstorm this evening, then mostly cloudy upper 60s overnight. And we turn breezy, warm, and humid on Thursday. Intervals of sun and scattered clouds and about 85 degrees. More clouds around at night near 70 and partly sunny, breezy, warm on Friday, 84 to 88. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry joins us in just a moment. Now let's go to Austin first and talk to State Senator Charles Swartner. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk. You obviously very busy yesterday. In
yeah,
the
12 more days.
Yeah, and yesterday it seemed like everything seemed to be focused in one of your committees, criminal justice. Talk to us a little bit about the Innocence Commission and those hearings yesterday, please.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of the bills going through criminal justice have been about reforming our justice system. I think it's important and it's a step that we need to take here in Texas to make sure we have a fair justice system that continues to allow for the authority of our judges and our prosecutors to prosecute wrongdoing, but at the same time puts in place stronger safeguards to protect against miscarriages of justice.
Those miscarriages have probably been around for a while. Of course, we all watch CSI and think you can get DNA back in an hour, and which isn't the case. But what was the tipping point? Where did we get to the point where this now, the Innocence Commission is
I think the Michael Morton issue that happened in Williamson County shined a very bright spotlight on the need for discovery process reforms to prevent prosecutorial misconduct. You know, that Michael Morton Act was actually passed by the House and is going to the governor's desk. And so, you know, DNA evidence has been a very worthwhile and important advancement in criminal justice. So we're doing a lot down here in reference to reforming our justice system. And I've, under you know the leadership of Chairman Whitman, I've been proud to be a participant in that.
The let's talk also about campus carry. That's obviously something that people care about here with two campuses in Brazos County.
Right.
And I think the senator has already said that he's not in favor of it. Tell us how you feel about it and what you think its possibility is in the Senate.
Well, I'm in favor of the campus carry bill that we heard in committee yesterday and passed out of the committee 4-2. That bill, you know, I'm obviously a very strong supporter of our Second Amendment rights. I'm a CHL carrier holder myself. CHL is not something that's new. It's been around since 1995. The issue surrounding campus carry has been vetted and debated and negotiated over three sessions over 6 years. It's been refined, and this bill allows for an opt-out provision for local control. It also has certain exclusions and limitations of various areas on campus that you cannot carry. I think it's a balance between the need for personal protection and to avail ourselves of our Second Amendment rights versus, again, some of the concerns raised by administrators and individuals that don't favor campus carry.
What is your feeling in the Senate as a body?
I think it's going to pass.
Okay. Blood alcohol content used to be 0.1 in Texas. It was lowered to 0.08.
Right.
Now there's a proposal for it to go to 0.05. What are your thoughts there?
I have some concerns. I think where we are is probably the right balance. This really goes down to education and personal responsibility and knowing your limitations on a personal level. You lower it too much, you're going to have a situation where you're going to impede small businesses. Same time, you want to make sure that we keep people off the roads that are inebriated. But I think 0.08 is the right level. The most important thing we can do is continue to educate individuals as to what to know your limit, to know the level of alcohol consumption that gets you to that limit, and to make sure that you take the responsibility on a personal level to not drive if you think you're close to that limit.
Of course, you can find statistics that will tell you anything, but one of the things that proponents had said was that 0.05 is widespread in Europe. Also, it would cut down on those people who might be consuming behind the wheel, which, of course, is an offense in and of itself. But what would you say to those people?
I don't know if you're going to cut down on the people that are drinking at 0.8 and above are probably still going to drink at 0.05 and above.
Sure. There was an audit report that came out concerning Texas A&M and where they were putting fees, and apparently it was a little obtuse. What are your feelings on that?
Well, I have that report. It's 70 pages, so it's a little bit hard to get through when you're trying to get done through the session. But certainly fees should be utilized for their intended purposes, and I guess there could be some improvement in transparency there in reference to how the fees are described. I don't think there's many misspent money, or at least I haven't heard that or read that, but I certainly believe that fees in general, as down here in the state government, that should be utilized for their intended purposes.
State Senator Charles Schroeder is joining us. Finally, this morning, earlier this week, you had released an editorial, your point of view on pulling back the curtain on Medicaid expansion. Kind of give us an overview and your thoughts there, please.
Right. Well, there's lots of discussion about what Medicaid expansion would entail. It was sold to us on national level back in 2010 to essentially improve the health of millions of individuals and potentially prevent the deaths of tens of thousands on a yearly basis. This editorial centered upon an article that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was a prospective, randomized, controlled trial between individuals that received Medicaid and those that did not. Oregon at that time only had a certain amount of money to allow for an expansion group, and it followed them longitudinally, and it showed and proved that their measures of physical health, as measured by hypertension and cholesterol and diabetes, did not improve between those that had access to care through expanded Medicaid and those that did not. So it makes you take a step back and rethink about the benefits that we would get from an expanded Medicaid population versus the costs and really how much personal responsibility and lifestyle choices figure into health versus access to care figuring into health.
Well, and of course, you're uniquely qualified. Your other job when you're not doing this is you are a medical doctor.
Right.
And so in that circumstance, how have you seen that organizations are asking their frontline, people like you who are on the front line seeing patients, to become more responsible, asking the patients to become more responsible?
Well, two-thirds of health is personal responsibility and lifestyle choices. And I mentioned that. And of course, it's difficult. It's a difficult discussion with individuals about weight and smoking and diet. those are things that are under the individual's control and are, again, the primary determinants of health. Then again, we live in an American society, and it's a difficult situation, and it takes internal fortitude and strength to make that change.
Sure. All you can do is put the options out there. Finally, I guess we've been waffling back and forth. It's the 15th of May. What's the call today as far as the special session is concerned in your view?
Well, I think we're going to get done with the budget. There's been some breakage of the ice in reference to the negotiations between the House and the Senate. If we have a special session, it's going to be over redistricting and potentially tax cuts, in my opinion, at the current time. Of course, that could change by the end of the day. But that's my understanding of the current situation. And so we'll see. I'll let you know in 1 week.
There you go. We'll know a lot more. State Senator Charles Fortner joins us on Wednesdays when the Senate's in session. You can hear our interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thank you, Senator. See you later.
Bye.
Okay. And we turn to the mayor of College Station. How are you today?
I'm just great. Thanks.
They're getting busy over there, you know. There's a lot of questions they got to answer now. We used to just kind of shuck and jive at the beginning, but now it's to the point where we got to start answering questions. So
I'm ready.
I know you are. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if he'd enjoy Jethro Trivia, but you enjoy Jethro Trivia, which is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
That's why you come here.
Exactly.
Even when she's not picking any fights, I don't know how much you want to talk about that, but obviously you've been having less than a fun few last weeks personally.
True.
Well, so now she's better. She has her arm wrapped up. Don't try to arm wrestle her with her left arm. The right arm is still as strong as ever, but don't try to wrestle her left arm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so let's play Jethro Trivia. Oh, gosh, if I could just find it here. I know it's someplace. Doggone it. Okay. Yeah.
You could just make something up.
No, I can't, because this one is a really good one today. It really is. Okay. In the meantime, this is what we'll do, is we'll question the mayor, and then we'll play Jethro Trivia. How's that? We'll turn it around backwards.
There you go.
Hey, I can do that.
Okay. On a serious note, obviously, the passing of Frank Simpson has changed a lot of things within the city, and Kathy Merrill has taken over as an interim as far as city manager is concerned. What are some of the other things that are going on that we possibly might not see because there's have to be a replacement at the top?
Well, first of all, Kathy is in the process of hiring a deputy city manager, and this is someone who was an experienced city manager, probably retired. There are companies that do just this for, you know, a short period of time, several months, and so help is on the way from that point of view. Kathy's doing an admirable job taking over.
As far as the budget is concerned, is she the one who will carry the budget to council?
Yes.
Okay.
She will. We're in the process now. The department heads are just finishing up their budgets, and I'll go to Jeff Kirsten, our chief financial officer, and he will look at it and make sure that all the numbers kind of balance and go back and forth with department heads, and Kathy will be the one that will bring it forward.
We were just talking to State Senator Charles Schwartner, of course. Anything over in the state legislature that needs to be watched? I mean, I know you've got the MMD and the hot tax situation. I presume those two things have already been taken care of?
Pretty much. They are now in the Senate and will be voted on this week, and they are moving along as expected.
Is there anything else over there that y'all are having to keep watch on?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Anything on your radar screen for us this morning?
Yeah, we've got the law enforcement memorial service today at noon, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, we have to recognize one of our own, Brian Bachman. So that is there. We have lots of summer jobs still available for lifeguards, and water-related skills are needed, so go to the employment button on the College Station website to learn more about those opportunities. And our College Station Parks and Rec Summer Guide is online and throughout the community. And all the summertime programs and events we offer for kids, adults, and seniors are listed in the guide. And you can find it at the website, cstx.gov/parks.
Okay. All right. So now it's time for Jethro Trivia. Now you get to play fun. You know,
okay.
We have fun now. All right. All here right. We go. It's today's Jethro Trivia is The Wonderful World of Auto Interiors.
Oh,
yeah. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. I've been practicing on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we'll see. Now, I don't know. Kat, can you join us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
real
good.
Quick.
I know. Okay. So here we go. It's The Wonderful World of Auto Interiors. Nissan knows that high-end car buyers are always looking for the next new luxury thing, so they're developing a new interior upholstery that mimics the feel of what? A, an opium den, B, leather, C, satin sheets, or D, human skin. Nissan developing a new interior upholstery that mimics the feel of what? An opium den, I don't know what that feels like, leather, satin sheets or human skin? Kat, you go first.
Satin sheets.
Satin sheets. Okay. And Kevin?
I'm going to go with skin.
Skin. Okay. And Mayor?
I'm going with leather.
It's human skin.
Oh, wow.
Nissan's new human skin replication interior upholstery uses a combination of leather and plastic. They're trying to create a material that comes close to matching the feel of human skin.
I don't know.
Nissan researchers say it's the most comforting sensation to touch. No!
Sitting on somebody else's lap?
I just...
Really?
Well, again, I guess it's all the way you market it, right? I mean, I guess if you can make it a marketable thing, then it might work out. So, anyway. All right.
This is my car seat, smooth as a baby's
smooth
bottom.
Smooth as a baby's bottom. That's exactly right. Okay, yeah. Be careful of cigarette burns. Will there be moles? Will it turn brown in the summer? I mean, you know, all those different things, or is it just going to...
You know, is it sun-treated?
Well, and again, the skin on the back of your arm, for instance, is different than the skin that's on your face, right? I mean, So what part of the body of skin are they going to do? It's weird and different. Anyway, as always, thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
All right, we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620.
Price pressures in remission. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Declining energy prices resulted in a further drop in wholesale-level inflation last month. The government reports the producer price index fell 0.7% in April. The core PPI, which omits energy and food costs, fell 0.1%. Macy's posted a bigger-than-expected first-quarter profit and raised its dividend. Deere & Company's profit grew in the latest quarter, but the farm equipment maker issued cautious sales guidance. College students won't have to go off-campus to buy Radio Shack products. A new agreement between the Consumer Electronics Chain and the National Association of College Stores will make an assortment of Radio Shack gadgets available to about 4,000 on-campus retailers. Floyd Mayweather is the nation's top-earning athlete. Sports Illustrated projects the boxer will earn about $90 million this year. Miami Heat basketball star LeBron James, number two. Stock market futures are a little bit lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Multiple governing bodies throughout Brazos County have given their support to finishing the Aggie Expressway. A resolution to support the toll road from Navasota and Plantersville to Magnolia and Pinehurst came up at this week's A&M Faculty Senate meeting. Speaker John Stiloni looked forward to a shorter trip to North Houston.
Having had collaborations at the Texas Medical Center in years past and having to use the existing highways and fight that traffic, it was just, it made it at times almost unbearable.
But senators tabled the motion following opposition from Angie Price, who lives in Grimes County.
I understand that the chancellor wants support for this resolution so that he can have more organizations supporting the toll road. But I don't feel that it's the place of the Faculty Senate to speak to this without considering all of the impacts of this particular development.
Price says environmental impact studies have not been done along the proposed route, and the land is located along historic family farms and ranches. Repairs and restoration for College Station's flooded City Hall could end up costing about $10,000. Jay Sokol says the cleanup has continued since the flooding, which was caused by an outside atrium that could not drain properly due to tree roots blocking a nearby drainage line.
Inside the atrium, it was probably 18 inches, something like that. It was almost knee high, and so when the waters kind of exceeded the height of the floors, that's when it started spilling in. It probably got as deep as maybe a half inch inside City Hall, but it was moving very quickly and did plenty of damage just with that amount that spilled in.
Sokol says staff that has had to relocate should be able to return to offices at the end of the week. In the meantime, the south side of City Hall remains closed to the public. That includes City Council chambers, which means tomorrow's planning and zoning meeting will be held in the second floor conference room. A fire station in College Station was evacuated and a specialty grocery store was closed yesterday afternoon. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphrey says their hazardous materials team was called out from across town.
The health inspector found some material that sent up a red flag to him. He removed it from put it in his truck and ended up bringing it to our fire station number 2.
Inspectors from the Brazos County and State Health Departments took the solid item in the shape of a hockey puck from the BCS Asian Market. Humphrey says it contained the chemical aluminum phosphide, which is highly reactive to air and water. According to the EPA, aluminum phosphide is a fumigant used to control rodents and insects. The business scored below a 70 on its inspection, which means it was closed and there will be a reinspection today. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included proclamations to Bryan High School students. The cheerleading squad won the American Cheer Power Southern National Championships earlier this year. Madison Sokola was among team members at the city proclamation.
I guarantee you that every single one of these girls on this team has given 110% of time, of effort, of pretty much sweat and blood that it takes to get there.
And Elmisha Davis was honored for perfect attendance her entire school career. A Texas Senate committee yesterday endorsed a House bill allowing concealed handgun license holders to carry their weapons into college buildings and classrooms. The House plan also allows individual campuses to ban weapons. One reason fire activity overall is down from last year is that drought and fire have greatly reduced grass and brush. But the Texas Forest Service's Tom Spencer says the sequester could lead to a reduction of as many as 500 firefighters.
That would certainly mean that there would be less federal resources that could be available to assist the state of Texas should a fire season develop here.
Spencer says in addition to the Possum Kingdom Lake area, the Hill Country and the Piney Woods are at greatest risk of fire. And the attorney general for the former West EMS worker arrested for possessing bomb-making materials says his client is innocent. Jonathan Sibley says when Bryce Reed makes his first court appearance today, he will plead not guilty.
We've asked the community in West, the community in Waco, McClellan County area, and I guess the community in general to reserve judgment on this until the facts are fully known. And he's had a chance to address those.
Sibley says Reed has no connection to the April 17th blast that leveled a fertilizer plant and killed 14 people and injured 200. He says he's not aware of any investigation into his client for the blast. State and federal authorities investigating the explosion will announce their findings tomorrow. They've spent about a month combing a 93-foot-wide crater, trying to pinpoint what started the fire that preceded the blast that killed 14 people. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481, 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469, loan subject to credit approval, rate subject to change daily, equal housing lender.
You know, May launches a whole new gift-giving season. Family celebrations, numerous graduations, a few weddings, and of course, Uncle Wiley's birthday. A trip to my neighborhood Half-Price Books is the best way to take care of it all. A world of unusual treasures where almost everything's half price or less. You can be twice as thoughtful, and I'm a guy who believes it's the thought and the price that counts. New and unusual books, music, movies, even collectibles. Last year I found the one book Uncle Wiley needed to complete his Hardy Boys collection. Find a gift that's perfect for anyone and any occasion, not to mention cool stuff for yourself. And don't forget, a Half-Price Books gift card sends anyone on their own treasure hunt. Half-Price Books pays cash for the things you've already enjoyed. Not a bad way to recycle and make more room at your place. At Half-Price Books, it's Mayfest all the time. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, go to halfpricebooks.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Dr. Drew Johnson, chiropractic, at 268-1162. Here are numbers.
As we continue through today, it's a breezy with a lot of clouds around and some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving through. Temperatures during this afternoon around 75 to 80. Any showers in tonight, then leftover clouds, mild, muggy upper 60s overnight. Pretty much warm and humid for the rest of this week and not much rain expected. A mix of clouds and sunshine for Thursday. Temperatures mid-80s, only down to 70 at night. And then partly sunny, breezy, mid to upper 80s on Friday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And again, now we're kind of just... we're in the track. Didn't think we would be, but it's kind of bulged down far enough to the south that we are in the track. It's going basically to the northeast, and we're caught in it right here in Brazos County, and it goes all the way down to the coast. So we'll see. Northern half of the county's not getting any rain right now, but the southern half is, all of Grimes County is, and all of Washington County is, and actually all the way down to I-10. And then if you're driving down toward Houston, it's going to be getting into the Houston area, it's just starting to hit the bottom of 610. So driving in Houston with rain is always a nice
thing. Oh, it's so much fun.
A lot of fun, and do that. So make sure your windshield wipers are working and you got your lights on. So there. Okay, go easy on the salt, but not too easy. That's a surprising finding of a new study from a prestigious Institute of Medicine. That's what they're called, the prestigious Institute of Medicine. No, they're called the Institute of Medicine. The report concluded that people who follow the advice of groups such as the American Heart Association and limit intake to 1,500 milligrams a day, or about half a teaspoon, may actually be doing more harm than good. I'm going to stop this story because you know what? The number of people who fall within the category of not getting enough salt is really, 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 really small in America. Because, I mean, all prepared foods have salt in it. Mm. You get salt in stuff you've done. Milk has salt in it sometimes. I mean, there's stuff that's got salt. So just letting you know, okay?
Yeah, without the iodine, you get goiters.
Well, I understand, but it's, you know, again.
Nobody wants those goiters.
No, I guess not. I haven't had a goiter in years. Weekend naps are the best. Falling
yes,
asleep
they
in
are.
A comfy chair after catching up on your Facebook updates. No. Or a session of YouTube with cat videos. Who could ask for more? But there's always a little bit of, did I drop it panic when you wake up with your iPad on your chest? And if you're one of the 600,000 people in U.S. America with a heart defibrillator, not really, rolling over on your screen isn't the best thing for you. So I had no idea. I had no idea.
Pacemakers, right?
That's why we're here, Scott.
That's it. Okay. Just a study by a 14-year-old in California and the daughter of a cardiac electrophysiologist.
Hmm.
Don't we all want to be one of those?
Sure.
Found that Apple's iPad, the iPad 2, can interfere with implanted heart devices because of the powerful magnets embedded inside the tablet.
Mm.
It was a science fair project. Excuse me, I made a volcano out of paper mache, okay?
Hey, I grew mushrooms on different kinds of wood and tried to breed roses.
Okay, and this girl is doing an impact on the Apple iPad 2 case on heart defibrillators.
Well, it helps her look at the stock she's coming from.
Yeah, well, that's true. Probably right. She wants to be like her daddy.
If she was in my family, do it yourself. And then it would have been, you know, different colored lights, effects on cockroaches or something, you know.
We always love doing first world stories, you know.
Sure.
The problems of first world. All right, y'all sitting down for this one? This is a bad thing.
Okay.
Please proceed.
The New York Post reports some wealthy Manhattan moms have figured out a way to cut in the long lines at Disney World.
Disney. I read that this morning.
Hiring disabled people to pose as family members so they and their kids can jump to the front of the line. It's called the Black Mark. The Black Mark Disney Guide said it runs $130 an hour.
Mm.
Or $1,040 for an 8-hour day.
Yeah, they said there are companies, but it's not advertised.
Disney allows each guest who needs a wheelchair or a motorized scooter to bring up to 6 guests to a more convenient entrance. A Dream Tours guide will escort Disney visitors through the park in a motorized scooter with a handicap sign on it. The group goes right into the auxiliary entrance at the front of each attraction. Handicapped people okay with this, apparently, since they make
a good
deal of money.
Now,
yeah.
Do the people question, like, oh, well, this is a white family and that's an Asian
Well, I don't know about
person.
That. Disney
Would they look
World...
racist if people didn't match? Do they try to match the people?
Well, that's a good point. Well, with blended families now, you might not be able to do
that's
that.
That's Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, of course.
Cousin Vinny.
Disney World's VIP Tours offers a VIP guide and fast pass for $310 to $380 per hour. So they figure at $130 an hour, they're getting off cheap by doing that.
Sure.
Again, that would be the definition of a first world problem. In Stockholm, Sweden, a man rescued a 7-year-old boy trapped under the car by using his bare hands to lift the vehicle.
Superman.
Grabbed the back bumper of his Volkswagen Passat and lifted it enough so the kid could wiggle out. Got stuck under there when his mom accidentally backed over him.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I'm glad that he was able to wiggle out.
You know, the more I think about that handicap story,
yeah,
you would have to pay me $130 an hour to go to It's a Small World more than once.
I understand. Well, you get to hear the song while you're standing in line,
God,
too, which is so much fun.
Yes, it is.
Can't stand that.
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. If you know somebody who is
fat,
then let's see if they're in this business, because they have come up with the Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index. The jobs that require less education and pay little are also the ones that have the highest number of people who are
fat.
Then we should
obese.
All be very rotund up here.
There you go. The top five. Here we go. Number five is manager, executive, or official. I'm thinking not sports official. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Number four would be clerical or office. Okay, waddling down the hall. Number three would be installation or repair worker. Really?
That seems counterintuitive.
I would think those folks are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Number two is manufacturing and production, and number one is transportation. So that'd be your...
bus and taxi drivers?
Yeah, I would think so. People who are driving the scooters at Disney World to take people around.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. And remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley, beginning June 1st at bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Allen Honda celebrating Customer Appreciation Days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the Customer Appreciation Days at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Never let it be said that Trevor Runyon lacked chutzpah or an appetite. Surveillance video shows the Kentucky man. Hear about him? Walking into a grocery store before closing time on Sunday and hiding until employees had cleared out. Then comes the idea where he gets a little food to eat. And we're talking. He cooked and ate six steaks, some shrimp, then went through an entire birthday cake, some beer, and 57 cans of Ready Whip.
Happy birthday, Mr. Runyon.
57 cans?
And some cigarettes. At one point, a local television station delicately put it, he went to the bathroom on himself.
Oh, my gosh.
And then helped himself to change of clothes there. Finally, he climbed up into the rafters and went to sleep in the morning. Firefighters extracted him from his perch. Police took him into custody.
I wonder, was he on drugs or what?
I'm not sure, but he had a great time, that's for sure. Oh, a British company has solved the problem of plumber's crack.
Oh, yeah?
Manufacturer Polycell designed
special... They call it builder's bum in England, though.
Well, all right, there you go. Polycell designed special underwear for men and women to hide that unsightly area. The product called Poly Pants, and they have a higher, more secure waistband than your regular underwear. The company decided to make the product after recent research revealed 55% of adults admitted to accidentally showing too much of that portion of their body in public.
There's also a German invention. It's a T-shirt with a woman on the back, so then when you lean over, it looks like cleavage.
Oh, well, now, see, and there's some shirts, and I think those people advertise a rush from time to time, where they have an extra long tail in the back. And I forget what the name of the company is, but it's pretty ingenious type advertising that they do. University of Oregon grad student arrested after firing 39 gunshots into his ceiling. Police responding to calls from neighbors.
Grad students, I understand.
He was just sitting at his computer shooting his gun into the air.
We
said
got problems.
Is that it? Are you still a graduate student?
Once you're a grad student, you're always a grad student.
Oh, okay. He was just firing guns sporadically, sometimes three, sometimes four shots. He'd stop for a few minutes, then he'd shoot three or four more shots.
Sounds like he was having problems with his advisor.
Could well be.
Or possibly his thesis.
Yeah, don't know.
Things happen to you when you're a grad student.
I understand. There may be more later on, but we don't know now. All right, here are the numbers, just so you know. So no winner in last night's Mega Millions. And so Friday, it's $190 million. But then on Saturday, no winner on Saturday's Powerball. So tonight's drawing there, $350 million. And again, $222.8 million in cash. So if you want to do that, that'll be fine. Just letting you know it's out there if you want to spend money on it. So ABC's big fall upfront presentation yesterday, the network making a bunch of changes. Tuesday night will be all new after it got rid of Dancing with the Stars show results show. The new Dancing with the Stars will be doing everything on Monday nights, performance and elimination. They do a lot of elimination on there.
Yes, they do.
There's a lot of elimination on that show. Tuesday is anchored by Marvel Comics S.H.I.E.L.D. Wednesday we'll have a new show with James Caan, who's now, 97-ish? Yeah. Anyway, he'll be doing that. Thursday will be Once Upon a Time, which is a spinoff of Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I guess you'd have to know what that is. Oh, good news for you Downton Abbey people. And there are many of you out there. There's now a date for the first episode of the fourth season. PBS will premiere the first episode January 5th and then run the rest of the episodes for 8 weeks. And Daily Variety also reports PBS will pick up the third season of BBC series Call the Midwife as well. I don't know what that means. I've never seen it.
Me either.
Here's your TV shows, your top seven, because we don't do 10 from last week. The Voice was number 7. 2.5 Men was number 6. I don't understand that. Number 5, Dancing with the Stars. Number 4, Person of Interest. Number 3, NCIS. Number 2, Big Bang Theory. Number 1, NCIS Regular. Okay, out of those top 7, 5 of them are CBS. You tell me who's doing well.
Yeah.
The Cannes Film Festival, or Cannes, however you want to say it, begins today in the south of France. And Jerry Lewis is there.
Hey!
You've always heard the jokes about how Jerry Lewis is so respected by the French. And he's there because he's in a movie.
Really?
Yeah, he's in a movie called Max Rose.
He's got to be about as old as James Caan.
Well, I mean, he's got Claire Bloom is in it, and Mort Saul. They're fairly old. Kevin Pollak's not quite that old, but they're all in that movie. So we'll see. Hasbro is suing the producers of the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie, claiming they don't have the rights to make the film. Although the same producer made a movie based on Dungeons & Dragons back in 2000, The Hollywood Reporter says Hasbro has also licensed Universal Studios to do a reboot of the popular series, hence the lawsuit. So we'll see how that works out.
Interesting.
If you care about football and sports, here's another probably awful Kevin Costner movie, but, you know. Sam Elliott's in it. I like Sam Elliott.
I do, too.
Anyway, the movie's called Draft Day. Kevin Costner stars as a Cleveland Browns general manager. Sam Elliott just signed up to play play a college coach whose quarterback, played by 42's Chadwick Boseman, I don't know who that is the top NFL pick. Jennifer Garner's in it, Frank Langella's in it, Dennis Leary's in it. Anyway, it'll be called Draft Day. I do too. Yeah, it'll be called Draft Day. You like John Fogerty, do you?
Mm-hmm.
John doesn't do many concerts, but he's going to. He'll celebrate his birthday with the release of a new album with a special one-off gig on May the 28th at the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles. It'll be live on Axis TV. It'll have the Foo Fighters, and it'll have Bob Seger on there as guests as well.
I love Access TV.
Well, it is. It's a pretty neat thing. I turned it on last week, and they're having some festival from England, you know, and it's the middle of the afternoon, and they're playing music over there. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, was that the Dorset Festival?
I may have been. You know this, what's it called? Test something where you call before you drill here in Texas.
Dial before you dig.
Exactly. They probably should have done that. Had a little problem in Belize. Archaeologists can't believe what happened. One of the largest Mayan pyramids in Belize has been pretty much annihilated by road crews.
Oh, no.
They were looking for an easy source of gravel.
Oh, my gosh. How stupid do you have to be?
Well, there you go. The 2,300-year-old temple at the heart of the Nomal complex, 60 feet, one of the country's tallest structures, ripped down with bulldozers and backhoes by a crew that threatened reporters with machetes. An incredible display of ignorance, said a government archaeologist, and it's completely unsalvageable.
They used it for rubble?
Yeah, they used it for rubble.
God.
Yeah, there you go.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
About 2 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kind of interesting here. I don't know the source of this. They just kind of glommed it together. Seven things good parents do to screw up their kids for life. Number seven, give their kids a creative name. You want them to stick out in the crowd, but one study shows that children with normal popular names are more likely to become law-abiding citizens. Again, don't know the source of this, and again, they just may have glommed them together. Number six, teaching them to be themselves. This is a great idea, but you run the risk of Junior becoming the weirdo that never washes his hair or brushes his teeth or has any friends. University of Virginia, in fact, found that. Number five, making them play sports. The American dream of having your son make quarterback and get a full ride to Notre Dame may be a fairy tale. One study of 5,000 kids found that athletes are some of the most dishonest kids in school. 72% of football players admitted to cheating. Well, that's because the system allows them to do that. If they're stars on college football teams, they don't have to do anything. Number four, starting them in school early. You may want your little bundle of joy to get a jump on life, but he or she probably isn't ready before age six. Experts believe throwing them into the local elementary school can cause anxiety. Number three, warning them about strangers. That whole stranger danger mentality isn't exactly healthy, according to Sue Scott from the University of Durham. Believes kids should be taught to be cautious of strangers, but freaking out if someone is different than you could mushroom into a fear of the entire outside world. Number two, heaping praise on them. Researchers from Stanford and Columbia discovered that frequently praised kids eventually could begin to believe that they were born intelligent, talented, and so amazing they don't need to improve.
But yeah. You also shouldn't never,
no.
Ever compliment your kids.
And they're not saying that. They're not saying that. But again, and I don't know where all this came from. It may be a compilation of studies. And number one, showing them educational videos. Sorry, but plopping your baby down in front of a tube will not make them a genius. In fact, they eventually start to develop shorter attention spans due to the barrage of information. Pick up a book and sing the ABCs instead. Well, you should do that anyway, but
sure.
But that's an excellent point. And I remember when Sesame Street came out in the beginning, it was an abysmal failure because they couldn't figure out